Okay, so let's just try to get the basics here of Rimmus HaMan Zach. So this is a bit more straightforward than HaRamas Rimmus. Okay, fine. So the Gemara in Samach Gimel Mad Aleph had brought up the case of Ribbis Almanath Lahachzir Ikebeinayu. Right? And there's a machlokas where the Ribbis Almanath Lahachzir is usher. So that's what I want to talk about. Is Ribbis Almanath Lahachzir. Again, I don't want to get into the case as it is in Samach Gimel Mad Aleph. It's too complicated. It's just this halachic point. Ribbis Almanath Lahachzir Ikebeinayu. Okay. So what exactly is Ribbis Almanath Lahachzir? So there's two possibilities. But Pashtus is Ribbis Almanath Lahachzir is like this. As we'll see in the Shari Deah, there's technically two possibilities. One is where I say to Adam, I'm borrowing $100, you're going to pay me back $110, and I'm going to give you back the $10. Right? And that's it. Right? But you will give me the $10. I'm going to give back the $10. That's one possibility of what it means. That's Pashto's correct, that the ribbis hamas lahachzir, when we talk about it, is whether I can make a condition that you will pay me ribbis, but I will pay you back the ribbis. The other possibility is the shari.
What is the purpose? And not the law.
We'll come back to it in a minute.
Span of time.
That's really the problem, right? It might not happen immediately. Right, because you might still get time with that money.
Yeah, I understand. It's another loan.
Correct. Well, potentially. Let's do it this way. Let's look at two. Right, the Rama says matana almanas lahachzir biribis aser. You can't have a matana almanas lahachzir biribis. Now, what does that mean? So it could mean what I just said, or it could mean something else. You look at the Shari Deah. He says it's two possibilities: matana almanas lahachzir biribis aser. Loan is buyer perusha. What does he mean? Ia kavanahu shahalova nosein lahamalva haribis bimatana manat lahachzir. Is it where Adam gives me the $10 of ribis on condition that I give it back to him, and that's usher? Oa kavanahu shahamalva nosein lilova guf hamos bimatana manat lahachzir shayachzir lo yosir. Or is it where I don't give you a loan? It's where I give you the money as matan almanas lahachzir, but you have to pay me back extra. Now that is, obviously usher. That's ribis ktsitsa. So that one, it is usher. I don't know if it's a problem of ribis almanas lahachzir. It's usher. So we're going to focus on the other interpretation, which is the one which seems to be a little bit more mechudash, which is, again, where I lend money to Adam, and he gives me back the money, but ribbis, on condition that I pay back the ribbis to Adam. Is that aser or moter? So the halacha is it's aser. Rabbi Paskin, ribbis almanas lahachzir is aser. So Tosfos, in number one, says why? Right? Why would you ever think that ribbis almanas lahachzir is aser? Right? If I say to Adam, you borrow $100 from me, you owe me back $110, but don't worry, I'm going to pay you back the $10, and therefore, I've given you $100, and you've given me $100, I'm giving you $100 back, or vice versa, whatever it was. I don't remember who borrowed money anymore. But whoever borrowed the money will, in the end of the day, have only what he got. So why is that usher? Right? Why would you say it's usher just because for a month, I had an extra $10, why is that a problem? Or a day, or a minute, right? Why is that usher? So, Tosfos gives one answer. Tosfos says, Yesh lomar vadayim osekein lo ave ribis ela matzricho lefroa tchila hakol kodem shenakalo klum vemlo yuchol lefro la hakol te mushka'at biyado. So the case in the Gemara had been as follows. The case is where
if I buy land from Adam and I say if you don't pay me back
Adam borrows money from me, and I have his land in return. And if, at the end of the day, he doesn't pay me back, I keep the land. If he pays me back, I give him back the land, right? So what are you going to do with the fruit, right? Because if he pays me back, so then I have to give back the land, right? But in the meantime, I eat the fruit. So if it turns out that if he never pays me back, there's no ribbis, because he borrowed $100 from me, and he gave me $100 worth of land, and he doesn't pay me back, so the land was always mine, so I ate the pears, it's mine, no problem. But if he pays me back, he gets the land back. In the meantime, I've eaten another $10 worth of fruit, so that's ribbis. So I have to return the fruit to him, and we say that that's usur, right? It's usur to enter into such a situation, because even though I'm going to give back the fruit, it's going to be ribbis, even though I'm giving back the ribbis. So this is why, right? Why is it that if I made such a deal with Adam, right, in the end of the day, if Adam buys back his land, so I give him back the land, I'm going to give him back the $10 of fruit I ate also. So what did I get? Right? What type of ribbis is here? So, so Tosafot says no. He said the problem is as follows. Because Adam can't come to me and say, let me pay you back $50 now and take back half your land, or half of my land, and then come back later and give me $50 of land. And he can't do that. He either has to give me $100, or I don't give him back anything. So that means that there could be a point where he has $50, right? He could take back half the land, right? But I'm still holding on to it and eating the fruit in the meantime because he can't pay back everything, right? Which means at the moment, right, I'm essentially, right, forcing him, right, I'm essentially forcing the situation where I get to eat fruit, right, where it's mushkat, right, because at this point he could, how do I do this, right? Try that again, right? Le'vadei im umho ozeken lavi ribis, el matzricha lefro tchila hakol kodem shenaka lo klum, right, im lo yuchal lefro alo hakol te mushkat biado. So, how does this go? Now I'm getting confused.
I mean, that's what he says.
Right. Right. That's why, right? So the way the Achronim understand it is because, what does that indicate? So if I said to Adam, look, if I make a Tanai Me'ikara, that if he lends me money, if he borrows money and I hold on to his land, and I say, not only am I going to hold on to your land, but as I eat fruit, the loan will go down. So that would be mutar l'chatchila, right? Because then I'll say, right, look, I'm holding on to your land. If I eat $10 worth of fruit, you only owe me $90. That's obviously mutar. If I make that tanai me'ikara, that's mutar. If I don't, even if I say I'm going to give back the fruit, in the meantime, I'm allowed to hold on to his land longer, right, which is the form of agar natar lay, because he's not paying me back yet. Right, because I'm forcing him to pay back the whole thing at once, right, I get the extra time. Because I lent him money, I get an extra few days on the $50 worth of the fruit, or the $50 worth of land that he really could buy back now, right?
You're going to pay back at the end anyway.
What?
You're going to pay back.
But it doesn't matter, because he's saying on a Dirabanan level, since I have the right to the fruit for just a little bit longer, right? Meaning I shouldn't have rights at this point to half of the fruit, because you could buy back the land, but I'm not letting you do that, right? Until you pay me back the $100, right, I'm insisting on having the right of using your fruit, so that's ke'ein ribis, right? Because having lent him money, I'm getting longer, even though I'm going to pay back the fruit at the end, I have an extra month to use the fruit at no cost, right? And that, Tosafot says, is a problem, right? It's the extra time that I get to use the fruit without paying, right? Because normally, if I wanted to, if I wanted to have fruit, whatever.
But
right.
By that logic, you don't even need to say this. You can just say the fact that he has the right to use the payrav, even though he's going to pay them back later, ever, even when the other person is not about to pay him back anything, should be ribbis.
That's what he says. Unless I make a tanai v'menakeh, right? Because then, as I eat fruit, you lose it.
Paying back some of the money, or not.
No, that's just his evidence. Right? His evidence is the fact that I have until you can pay me back entirely to use the fruit cost-free shows that I'm getting something from the loan, meaning I'm getting temporary use of the fruit.
Even if that's not true, let's say even if you would pay it out piecemeal, you'd pay back half the money, you'd get back half the land. The fact that before you paid me back, I could use the fruit ever.
Right, so I think Tosafot thinks that if you could buy it back slowly, then it's just a sale, right? Right, because you're buying it back piecemeal, right? It's right. Right now I owe it, right? Because then I think what Tosafot says.
No,
what?
I
no, because if
I don't give you $100.
Usually
you can
basically
you
sold
fruits before the in the end of the
No, because I think what Tosfos is saying is that
yeah, but here Tosfos said it's not matter even because in the middle of the deal,
yeah,
if he can buy half of it,
yeah,
then he can take half of the
right
of
meaning
and use it. But here, because the deal is only
it's all or nothing,
everything or nothing. It's meaning it's agronatale. It's meaning he have more time to use like the money.
Right.
But I think the problem is meaning that every deal that you need to bring all the money or
is agronatale.
It's agronatale.
That's it. Right. That's it. Meaning the point is like this: is if because I could have made a deal with you, I could have said, look, Adam, you need $100. I don't want to lend you $100. Here's what I'm going to do: I'm going to buy $100 of land from you, but I'm going to say that you can buy it back. Right, but I'm willing to sell it back to you whenever you want, right? It's totally mine, right? There's not a loan, right? It's mine. I'm just willing to sell it back to you, right? And as much money as you have and that you want to buy back, I'll give you back that portion of the land. But until then, it's mine, right? So that's not ribbis.
But the other deal where you say if you pay me back fully for the land, then you'll get why is that?
No, because that's all, no, because it, so that's what Tosfos says. Because in that case, the fact that I say no, I'm holding on to the land until you pay me back fully. That means that because I lent you the money at the beginning, even though you have the money to buy back half the land, I'm taking the right, so to speak, to use your fruit for a few extra days until you come up with all the money as a present to myself, right?
It still seems like you could still construe that as a sale. Just say the person says, I don't want to sell you back 25% of this piece of
land. Right, but it's not. But that thing is not a sale. It was a loan. This is a mashkanta. Right.
Okay.
Well, is it tonight?
Then,
it's tonight.
It can also be. I'm saying you can construe.
So, right, but that Tosfos assumes no, right? Because if I'm saying you can buy it back as you go along, it's a sale, and you're just buying it back. It's because I make you pay back everything that makes it clear this is just a mashkon, right? If you could buy it back piecemeal, it would be a sale and a sale rather than a mashkon, right? It's because it's a mashkon that it's a problem. So that's Tosfos's point, right?
The way I think is that there's a benefit to me by not having to paid back in pieces because I don't have to go to the store to get the food. Like, all I got to do is pull it out. So there is a there
correct.
Is
that's
a
what
benefit.
You think, right? But it,
I don't know,
but it wouldn't matter. But if right, but you could get the same.
You explained it that way that there's a benefit.
No, that's the thing. It's a benefit. The way Tosfos puts it as a benefit is since he can't buy it back piecemeal.
So what's the benefit?
Is that I have rights to all of the field until he pays me back the full $100.
But if I'm paying back the full value.
Correct. So then I at least had rights. I at least had didn't have to go to the store for a full month.
So
and
that,
two.
Okay, so
correct. But
you could say that in any.
Correct. But if you but if we set it up as a sale, if we set it up as a sale, then it's not halva,
okay,
right?
Sorry.
And that Tosfos, I think Tosfos is using this to prove this is not a sale,
okay,
right? Because if I said, look, Adam, I don't want to lend you money at all. I just want to I'll buy a field off of you, right? So that you have cash. If you want to buy it back, so buy it back, and as much as you want to buy it back, I'll give it back to you. So then, of course, I had benefits from it. I bought the field, right? That's different than a mashkon, where I get to hold on to the mashkon until you pay back the loan. The reason I have rights to the fruit is because you are borrowing money from me. Not because I own the land, but because you're borrowing money. That's the difference between a mashkon and a sale.
Again, the problem is that every loan going to
it's,
be...
Right, it's going to be agronatale. Like, correct.
Every loan is...
Correct. Every loan is agronatale.
You cannot loan people money.
Well, know what I mean?
Yeah, because if you say, I don't know, I loan $100, yeah, and I said, okay, give me $100. I don't know 50. In a month, give me 100. It's meaning I have after 10 days, he has $50 to give me back.
No. What's the fruit there?
No, it's the same. He can use the money to
no, but that's no. That's the wrong way.
Why?
The lova can use the money. Here it's the malva is getting benefit.
Right.
A lova. When I lend money to someone, of course the lova has benefits of the full $100, right? The problem here is that the malva is getting the benefit of the fruit. That's agronatale.
Isn't Tosfos' point here? Tosfos' question is, why don't we just say that the person can be menakeh from the malva will be menakeh from the chov as he...
Because if you make a tanai in that meikara, fine. If you don't...
Right, that was the question. The question is,
correct.
Then whether it's ribbis, we'll just say he'll take out from the chov every time he eats fruit, and there's no problem.
Right, and he says, if you do that in a chanami...
He's not going to take out. He will pay it back, but he's only going to pay it back.
Right. But the implication, as everyone knows, is that if he did make the tanai, that it would be menakeh. It would be mutter.
Okay, fine.
Right. Of course, it'd be mutter.
My point is, it's not an issue of paying back half or paying back. He's just saying since
I get
the
benefit
of the fruit.
Correct.
Until you pay me back.
Right. His way of saying that is just correct.
Okay.
I mean, his way of saying that is because you can't buy me out halfway, means that I have benefits until the end. Right. Since I make you pay back at the end. right?
Is that what he's...
Yeah, right, because im lo yuchal afro lo avakol demish kav yado. Right, I mean, it's staying in my hand until the...
He's not going to subtract out of the chol for the food that he
correct.
Eats until he finishes...
The loan, right? And then even if I am menaket later on, right? Doesn't matter, right? Meaning, I can either give you back the food or I can menaket from the loan. That's the same thing.
Yes, okay.
No, that's the... I mean, his point of saying the menaket is that, yeah, because if I said it tonight, meikara would be menaket, then it would be mutter. If I didn't, even though the equivalent is being menaket, right? Because now I'm giving you back the fruit, so I'm giving you back $10, right? Which is the equivalent of being menaket. It's still usher.
It's not really the issue of paying back half the chov. It's the issue that the amount that he's using doesn't immediately come out of the chov.
Right.
It only comes out later.
At the end. Right, that's my point. Yeah, okay, fine. So that's one possibility of why it's usher, which is that you get a benefit from it because you get extra time to use the fruit. The gra has a simple pshat. The gra just says no. Ribis is related to gezel, and gezel, menas lahaster, is usher. It's not because you're getting a benefit. It's because there's a formal status called I took ribis. It doesn't matter you're going to give back the ribis. It is usher, just like gezel. Is usher amanas lahachzir, so too, ribis amanas lahachzir is usher. Right? That's what the Gras says in number 5. Right, he's commenting on a...
In the case that you don't agree before it.
What?
This is in a case that you don't agree before it, that they can eat the fruit.
No. You can't make a deal before you can eat the fruit. You can make a deal that you'll be menaka the fruits.
Okay, yeah.
No, it's different. If you make it that you're menaka, then it's just saying this is a way of you paying back the loan. That's fine. If you don't make that tonight at the beginning, then it's a problem, right? So he comments on Shulchan Aruch number 4. Shulchan Aruch says, "Amar Amochel Lokeach L'Kshetavi Sharamos Tiknu Me'Achshav Shneim Asurim Lechol Aperos Elamanich Noso Biad Shlish V'Myavi Sharamos Yitnem Lokeach." Right? If you have this case, right? So what you do is you give the land over to a third party to leave it there, because otherwise it's a problem, right? Because as we've just said, it'll be Ribis Amanas Lahachzir. The Lokeach can't eat it because it might not be his. The Mocher can't eat it because it might be Ribis Amanas Lahachzir. So it just stays in a third party. If you say you'll be Menachas, then it's Mutter. The Rama writes, you skip down the Rama, but I have to, as Tosa said, actually tell you, the money that I eat will come out of the loan. But if I say I'll pay back later, that's Ribis Amanas Lahachzir, so Ribis Kanotel Shachozer Mishalim. And the Gra says, why is it Asur? Because it's Gezel. Right, and he quotes the Gemara in number 6, where the Gemara in number 6 tells you that Gezel, Manas Lahachzir, is still Gezel. It's in the context of David HaMelech wanting to take produce from people's fields, even though he said he was going to pay it back. And the Gemara said, you can't do that. You can because you're a king, but you can't do it because of Gezel. So the second line, the Gemara said, Kishalchu ne chavol yashiv rasha gzela yishalem, afal pish gzela mishalem rasha, who he quotes a pasuk in Yishayahu, Yecheskel rather, that even though you return the chaval, the object you took, right, you are a rasha. I gave you a whole analysis here, but we're not going to get into it because we just don't have time. There is a problem just in the gzela sugya, which is that the pasuk in Yecheskel actually says the opposite of the psukim. The context of the psukim in Yecheskel is that a tzaddik, who's been a tzaddik his whole life, if he sins, he is now a rasha. And a rasha his whole life, if he does tshuva, is now a tzaddik. And if you look at the pasuk in Yeshayahu, so in Yecheskel rather, it says, Chavol yashiv rasha gzelai shalem, b'chukor ha-chayim halach, levilti, this is the last pasuk in number 9, levilti asot avel chayo yechye lo yamud. If the gazlan gives back the money, then he will live, because he is no longer a rasha. So the pasuk in the Gemara is telling you that even though he stole, and he's going to give it back, he's a Rasha. The Pasuk in Yecheskel is, if he stole, he's no longer a Rasha. Right? So the Pasuk is actually using the opposite. So how you deal with that is an interesting question. The best I got for you is the Magen Avot, which says, no, in a Hanami, if someone gives back the Gzela, or in our case, the Ribis, so sure, he's not as bad of a person as someone who doesn't give back the Ribis or the Gzela. But the fact is, the Pasuk still calls him a Rasha. He says he's a Rasha, but he'll live, which implies that if you steal, I'm going to have to give back. So yeah, it's not as bad as regular stealing, but it's still theft. And the same thing I would say is true of ribis. That's true. Ribis amanahas lahachzir may not be as bad as regular ribis, right? But it's still ribis, because it was still a maisa Gzela. In the case of Gzela, you do have discussions of whether this is a real Gzela or not. So if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, the Pesachei Tshuva number 8 had said that by Gozal Manat, Gonev Amanat Lamekat, are you chayv in onsen, right? Normally, when you steal something, you're chayv in onsen. So the Pesachei Tshuva says, I'm not sure whether someone who goes al manas lamekat or goes al manas lahachzir, even though he is a gazlan, is he chayv in onsen? Is he a full gazlan? So I'm not sure whether you would have the same halacha here by ribis al manas lahachzir. Like if you think ribis al manas lahachzir, like the gra, is a function of gozel al manas lahachzir, so it's clearly gzela, it's clearly ribis, because the formal act of taking ribis or taking gzela, but it still might be an in-between case, because in the end of the day, you're planning on giving it back. So it's, you know, not quite as bad, I guess, as the Isser. Now, I gave you an 11. The Rush's position, which is quoted as the Yesh Omer and Shulchan Aruch, is that by Gezal Manas Lach, there's only Aser if I don't have the money ready to pay him. I don't know if the same thing is true by Ribbis, right? The Rush thinks that if I steal from Adam on condition to pay back, but I literally have the money sitting here waiting to pay back, then the Rush thinks it's Mutar L'Chatchila. Gozal Manas Lach, there's only Usr, where I steal from Adam and say, yeah, I'll pay you back in a week. But if I'm going to pay you back right now, then it's Mutar. So would the same thing be true by Ribbis, right? I'll pay you, like I hold the money, like it's just, I'm not using it. It's just like, here's all the fruit. It's waiting for Adam, right? But as soon as Adam, you know, pays back, I'll give it back to him. It's like sitting here waiting for him. According to the Rush, would that be Mutar? Maybe. I don't know. Right? If you think it's a function of Gzela, so maybe that would be us. That would be Mutar. I'm not sure. Okay. We're out of time. So I'm going to have to just do, I guess, in 2 weeks. It'll be a bit annoying. But we'll have like another 10 minutes on this in 2 weeks. But next week, I'm not here to do it. So, I mean, right, Tertina will give a shiur next week. Alternatively, I'll just record, you know, the last 10 minutes of shiur and send it out, because no one will remember what we did by that point, so it's not worth it. Okay. Anyways, shkoyach.